This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
And joining us live this morning, Larry Scott, Buffalo School Board member. We're talking about the school board, well, a new board taking hold at the start of the year and already some big decisions being made in the Buffalo School District. Larry, thanks for being on with us this morning. We heard yesterday from the superintendent that the district is not going forward with closing schools to address budget issues this year. Did it come as a surprise at all to you to hear this announcement yesterday?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan. First, I am speaking as an individual today, and it honestly did not come to me as a great surprise. It's unfortunate, but I feel the superintendent had no other choice but to delay closing schools because of the way things unfolded with the committee and the process to recommend the closure of two schools. And I'll just say that, you know, from the get-go, back in, I believe, September, when there was a resolution to form the committee to recommend closures, I was opposed to it from the start because of concern of how I thought things would unfold and be handled, and politics and personalities would interfere with the decision-making rather than basing it on data and enrollment and doing it methodically and making sound recommendations for closures and right-sizing the district.
Larry, I'm sure it's a sense of relief for some to hear this, but is there also uncertainty about this in the future? Are we just kicking the can?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, many were quite distraught, especially the way they found out about potentially being closed. We are facing a major deficit, and we're incurring deficits in coming years based on projections. So it is, based on what our CFO has recommended, something that has to be done in the future. And what is being considered right now by the superintendent is hiring contracting with a professional management entity that does this work to do a full study and make recommendations to the board superintendent first and then to the board. And I think that might be the best way to limit the impact of politics and personalities and hopefully have a more informed recommendation to us. in the future.
How dire is the financial situation within the schools? And I ask that because it's kind of confusing to people how you go from the chief financial officer saying it was a financial necessity to close schools to all of a sudden a few weeks later saying we don't need to do that this year.
Well, I don't think he's essentially saying that. I think we're having to pivot and find other ways to close that deficit. So last night we learned that the superintendent and his cabinet have found 45 positions, many of which are vacant in central office, that he will be cutting. And we're going to have to find other positions, unfortunately, district-wide, that will have to be eliminated, hopefully most, if not all, through retirement. And then, as I've been harping on, I think I said it on this show probably 8 months ago during budget season, that we also need to look at the many contracts that we have engaged in, especially since COVID, that are quite costly and also not cost-effective.
Well, is this deficit nearly $80 million? And it's going to take more than job cuts to close it, right?
Yeah, and we, as we've been doing the past 2 years, thankfully we have a pretty sound reserve amount of funds in our reserves. And so we've used some of those reserve funds to help close that deficit. And what our CFO, though, keeps telling us is that we cannot continue to do that year after year, because then we will not have the money in our reserve funds to pay bills. So at some point, we have to make some major changes, such as closing schools and right-sizing the district, or we're going to end up bankrupt.
How does that work? Is it as simple as closing a couple of schools? But when you talk about right-sizing the district, I mean, could we be in for an entire reorganization of how these schools work? I mean, does it go that far?
I believe it needs to be the latter based on what I'm hearing and seeing. I think, you know, you have some buildings that have maybe 200 students in them, and they can fit, the building could fit up to 800. And then you have others that are maxed out, they're at capacity. So I think, and that's where I think a professional management organization coming in, although I'm not comfortable having to pay another entity to do work, but I think that's where they can come in and fully study all of the enrollment issues, capacity issues, and make some sound recommendations on merging potentially schools and right-sizing this district and then essentially saving money.
Was it the community outcry that really caused the district to take a different look at this and to allow those schools to remain open? And could the plan going forward involve more than closing two schools, you know, several?
Certainly the community, some notable leaders in the community, definitely, I think, led to some pause for people. Knowing kind of how things happened about a week prior to the recommendations coming out for me made me very concerned about the recommendations that were coming to us. And yes, to answer the second part of that, there could be potentially more than two schools that close, and maybe not all at once, but progressively there could be more closures beyond just two schools.
Okay, well, it's something we'll be watching for in the future, and thanks for joining us to talk about this morning. Larry Scott joining us live here on WBEM, Buffalo School Board member, on the latest decision to pause closing any schools this year to address the district's financial issues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.